Menachos Perek Tes Mishnah Hey Kol Amidos Shayu BaMikdash. All Midos that when the base of Mikdash Shayu Nikdoshes. We had the term of Godush before, and it means that the only way that it was full is only when it was packed a little bit above. The Midah was a little bit less, and therefore to have a holy sword, it had to be packed a little bit above the top line of the kli. So that was the normal way of measuring chutz mishal kohen gadol, except for the chavite kohen gadol, she'gadol l'toicho, that it was mitzumtzum. This way there should be a little bit more by the time the top was covered. This way there should be a little bit for the overflow of the mechtzisa v'abayka mechtzisa v'erev, like we explained a few mishnayos ago. Midas halach, the regular midas halach, the ones that we just described, all the different measurements, birutseyem, the edge that's above the picture filling a kli, where you fill up, let's say, fill up Kiddush Friday night, and there's the top line, and there's the little bit, the grape juice goes a little bit above the edge. That's the goydish that's me'al the sofa of the kli, because the wine holds together. With water, it'll be a little bit less. Water is less thick. Shemen certainly has more. Koydish, all that which is even above that line, even though it's above the line, that mashu, koydish, all of it is niskadish b'kli, because that's all considered in the kli. Umidis hayyavesh, birutzein chol, that which was a little bit above the line, birutzein chol, because the edge of the kli was in the skacho, and mele, it's only mekadish, the klishoris of measuring, bimidis hayyavesh, was only magdish, that which is betoich, the airspace, up to the top of the edge, not which is above, what we just call the birutzein. Now, what's interesting about this Lashon in the Mishnah, Kol HaMidah Shehi BaMikdash, Chutz Mishal Kohen Gadol, sounds like there were two Midahs. This L'chayra is consistent with the Shita of Reb Meir that we had before Mishnah Aleph. It's interesting, the Rav is saying that the Halacha is not like Reb Meir. Normal, if you have a Machlekes over there, Machlekes V'achachach Stam, the Mishnah should be paskening over here, Mishnah Hey, like Reb Meir. That's a good shaila. Could be that there's no stam mishnah with Rimei, because every stam mishnah is Rimei. That's maybe one mahalach. What is the chiluk between the midas halach that beret saying kodesh and the midas hayovish that beret saying choil? So the Gemara explains that the tana of this mishnah holds that when they were mekadesh to klei lach, when they were moishachit b'shem and mishcha, and it has din of a klisharis, They were mekadesh the kli bein mi b'fnim bein b'chutz. Even the part that's a little bit outside also has a din of kedushas haguf of that. Ma'ashenkin the midas hayovish, they were only magdish the b'fnim, not the b'chutz. There might be a rationale to it, is that by midas halach, the whole amount of wine or shem that's up to the top is considered one mitzias. By Yovish, different grains of Kemach, what's outside have to do with inside? So we see what's outside is being outside. The Shaila is also, L'chor, the amount of Yayin that was used had to be very precise. And L'chor doesn't really include the Beret sense, more than Nisor. So it might be Niskadish, because it's in the Kli, L'shem Menochos, but L'maisa, it's not the amount. So that little bit extra, it says, the Gemara says that it has a din of Kodesh that would sell for other menachos, that Hegdish had a right to use it to be sold for someone else's Korban Mincha. Reb Kiva Omer, he adds something to this. Midas halach Kodesh, lufikach beretzein Kodesh. Midas hayovish choil, that which is above the edge of the Kli Kodesh is Bechalal the Kodesh. The Midas hayovish is choil, and therefore beretzein choil. Now again, he doesn't explain why. So here we have a chiddush, which the Gemara points out, as a sugi earlier in Daf Nun Zayin, that Rebbe Akiva Taka doesn't hold that the menochos are niskadish, at least the yovish, the solus, is not niskadish when it's put into the kli before the kmitza. It's niskadish with the kmitza or b'shas hakrov. So let's say by lechem aponim, when they're put on the shulchan, that's mekadish the lechem, And by regular Korban Mincha, only by the Kmitzim. Taka. So he holds, he has a Psimisarius, that the Midas HaYavish was not in the Skash, doesn't have it in the Klishars. Reb Yosi, I'm a loy mishum zeh, that the chiluk between Yavish and Lach was not because of that. Elo shalach nebar, nekar. The Lach is part of it. Vayovish eni nekar. This is the Mitzvah, the way we explained it before, but by a Dova Lach, there's going to be a little bit gathering up by Yavish. We look at it as not mitzarif, and therefore that's not considered b'chlau the Kli. So everybody's masking that there's a chil between Kli Lach and Kli Yavish. The Sal is only how to define that difference. That's the three sheetahs over here. Mishnah Vav, Kol Karbonis Tzibur Vayochid Tuna Nesochim. The Mishnah is saying a klal that we should know already by now. There's two parshas in the Torah of Nesochim. The parshas of Nischei Korban Tzibur are brought mostly with the Musafim and Parshas Pinchas, a little bit in Parshas Emor, for Yom Tiv. And the Nesochim of a Korban Yochid is a parsha after Chet Miraglim and Parshas Shlach. That's not the place for that parsha. But Vinishvi, all Karbonis have Nesochim except for Chutz Min HaBechor, V'Amaisi, V'Apesach, V'Achatos, V'Osho. It's the coming together of different things. All these things are the Maisa Korban Yochid. Chatas and Oshum come for Averis. With an Averis, there's no Nesochim. Same way, the Mincha of Choyte also doesn't have Levoina. There's something missing in the Korban. The other ones, which are Bechor, Maisa, and Pesach, are not voluntary. The Maisa he has to give. Bechor is born. Pesach is a Choyte every year. So therefore, they don't have Nesachim. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. Elo shechatos eshom mitzoyru v'ashom etum Nesachim. Because those are not considered completely mipnei avera. Even though the original cause of tzaras is, of course, averis, but it's not directly mechaper on that avera. And more, the person's mechaper does tshuva. Then he goes through the process of tahara. The completion of tahara is b'migdosh. So it's a mitar, not so much a mechaper. So therefore, those kabbanos are tum Nesachim.